Welcome. I'm Maria White, professional organizer, owner of Enough With The Stuff, and host of this podcast, Organize Your Stuff. I am thrilled you're joining me for a listen today. I will share tips on getting organized in all areas of your life, so stay tuned for simple tips or interviews with industry experts sharing their unique methods and insights for getting your home and life organized once and for all. This podcast will provide support, encouragement, and motivation along the way. I hope while you are listening, the topic will resonate and inspire you to organize your stuff. Welcome everyone to the next episode of Organize Your Stuff. Today's topic is about tickler files, and I have a fellow professional organizer, Julie Bestry, joining us today to discuss her book on this very topic called Tickle Yourself Organized. Julie Bestry is a certified professional organizer and president of Best Results Organizing in Chattanooga, Tennessee. In her previous career in the fast-paced, detail-oriented, and wacky world of television broadcasting, Julie developed a passion for inspiring good organizing skills and systems with patience and humor. Julie particularly loves eliminating paper chaos and motivates her overwhelmed residential, home office, and small business clients with the motto, "Don't apologize, organize." Love that. In addition to helping her clients save time and money, reduce stress, and increase productivity in a guilt-free environment, Julie is often interviewed by area media and presents teleclasses and workshops. She's the author of the book 57 Secrets for Organizing Your Small Business, blogs as Paper Doll, and writes various organizing-themed articles and ebooks, including Do I Have to Keep This Piece of Paper? And the popular Tickle Yourself Organized, which we'll talk about today. Julie is an 18-year veteran member of the National Association of Productivity and Organizing Professionals. Julie has achieved the Golden Circle veteran status and has served on the board of certification for professional organizers. Locally, she sits on the board of directors for Chattanooga's Partners and Peers for Diabetes Care. Julie is a native of Buffalo, New York, and holds a Bachelor of Science from Cornell University and a Master of Arts from Syracuse University. And that last sentence was for your mama, Julie. I'm proud of you too, Julie. Just wanted Mrs. Bestry to know that. Julie loves organizing paper and setting up filing systems, hates paper clips, and does not answer the telephone during primetime TV. She believes in controlling her schedule instead of letting it control her, and is decidedly not a morning person. She wants you to know that you can replace the chaos in your life or business with serenity. Welcome, Julie.
Thank you, Maria. I'm excited that we're doing this.
Me too. I love tickler files. I use one myself for my business, and so I'm excited to talk about this topic and hopefully open some eyes to the listeners on this particular episode to how to really use a tickler file, actually what a tickler file is first, and how to set it up in a really best use way, because I think some people kind of get overwhelmed with the process of it, but it's actually pretty simple. Before we even get into how to use it, I would love for you to just explain to the listeners exactly what a tickler file is, and then we can jump into more tips and tricks on how to use it.
Sure. So at the most basic, a tickler file is an opportunity for you to have a place to store your paper stuff, whether that's an actual document, like a piece of paper telling you that you have to have your car re-registered next month. Or it could be a note that you write yourself to capture a reminder, something that you want to do. We have so much going on in our lives. I always say, if you try and go to sleep at night and instead of counting sheep, your poor little lambs are being run over by express trains of all those tasks that you have to keep reminding yourself to do. What happens is, instead of thinking about in context the details of what you have to do, you just keep reminding yourself, oh, I have to remember to do that. Oh, I have to remember to do that. And then we sort of end up giving ourselves that, wow, I could have had a V8 slap to our forehead when we realize we've missed something. And nowadays people use their technology for so much. They use reminders in their phones. They have all sort of apps, but that doesn't help with the actual tangible representations of the stuff that we need. And if you, you know, you can certainly take a picture of that reminder to renew the registration for your car, but it's just sitting there in your photos. You get that piece of mail and you need a place for the paper to live. A tickler file at its most basic, Maria, is a parking space, but a really organized parking space. Almost think of it like a parking lot with the individual spaces. So it's a place to park all of these thoughts and all of these pieces of paper that represent those thoughts that you can take care of. And it doesn't have to be a store-bought tickler file. The one that I particularly love, I use the Smeed desk file and sorter. It's got the daily 1 through 31 days of the month slots and the monthly January through December. So think of it, it's about phone book size and it's accordion style on the left side. So it's kind of like a book, but it expands. It's got that accordion style binding. And then there's a tab, 1, 2, 3, 4, and so on for all 31 up to 31 days of the month. And then for each of the months. But you don't have to buy one in the store. You could make your own by taking 31 manila folders and numbering them, and then taking 12 more manila folders and writing the months of the year, and then putting it in the front of your desk drawer in hanging files. Or what I like to have clients do is if they don't need the portability of the store-bought tickler file, if they just want to leave it on their desk, then having a desktop file box.
Right.
Those are sort of the absolute minimal basics, that you have a slot for every day of the month and a slot for every month, so that instead of looking at a whole desk piled up with all these things that are reminding you that they signify something you have to do, you only have to pay attention to what's in today's slot. And at the end of the day, look at tomorrow's slot.
Right. And I think you make a good point, because there are definitely some people that you and I have probably both worked with who tell us they're very visual and they need to see it out in order to remember to do it. And if you put it away, they won't remember to do it. So this is such a great system to actually get everything organized in a way off of your desk and out of sight. But if you use it, if you use the system every day, you won't lose it or forget what you're supposed to be doing. And that's what I love so much about it, is that it keeps all the clutter off your surfaces, and whether it's your kitchen or your office space, and contains it in one small little footprint, you know, nearby. And I actually have a hybrid of what you were describing there. I just have your ugly brown accordion file, the 1 through 31. And then I use my own file folders for the months. And I have those sitting inside of a hanging folder. And all of that is together inside of one of those desktop file boxes that you were just talking about. So it isn't pretty, but it's functional. And I actually add in my client folders. So any current clients are sitting right in front of my entire set of tickler files, and that way I can pull them out and tuck them into the appropriate day when they're scheduled. And it's really good, because I am a visual person, but I don't necessarily like having everything out in front of me. So this contains it all, and I love it. It's really great. So you have some really great tips in your book about how to use it best, you know, the best practices. So I'd love to just jump in and talk a little bit more about that.
Sure. So I agree with you. For visual people, I think the temptation is always, hey, this thing in front of me is super important, so I'm going to put it right in the middle of my desk so I don't forget, which is great until you come across the next super important thing that you absolutely have to remember to deal with, and you put it on top of the first super important thing. And then you end up with these sort of sedimentary rock-like layers, where the thing on the bottom is the longest ago thing that you look at. And it's so easy for things to get lost. And so, you know, there are absolutely advantages to the digital side of organizing. But the problem is that most people don't take the time to take a picture of every document or scan every document and have a whole procedure in place for handling it. It, you know, if we were all robots and we did everything we were supposed to, you know, I guess we wouldn't need organizers. But the Tickler file is an easy way to make sure that nothing falls through the cracks. Because again, it's a parking lot. Just like if you, you know, if you're going into a building, you're not just going to, you know, randomly leave your car by the side of the road. You're going to go into the parking lot, which is like the Tickler file, and then go into the appropriate space. So there are just a number of ways that you can use a Tickler file. So for example, a lot of times I help clients use the Tickler file with things that they have to contemplate for a future event. So on the business side, that might be if you're going to a conference. You know, you and I, Maria, are going to the NAPO conference in April. And what happens is you get digital information. Sometimes you print it out, but you get information for a conference. And maybe you don't know whether or not you're going to be able to go to that conference. And it's months and months ahead. Think about how, you know, we find out 2 weeks after we attend a conference about where the conference is going to be the next year. And so we're not always ready to act on those things. So you have all of this material. So it's not something that you're going to act on Thursday or next week. But you can say, okay, I'm going to put this in the slot for when I need to start making a decision. So maybe you're going to say, okay, I'm going to decide whether I'm going to do the pre-order for some conference I'm going to. I'm going to put this in November's slot. And that way, when November comes around and you start parceling the things from that month into the individual days, because it's sort of like a self-cleaning oven. You know, stuff you have to do Thursday, you're going to put Thursday the 19th slot. Okay. You're going to do something like that. But when you're looking more than a month out, you're just going to put things in a slot for a particular month. And then when that month rolls around, things get slotted into a particular day. So when you get to that month, you go, okay, I need to do some strategic planning that's going to include whether I go to this conference. And you put that in your slot for, let's say, the third day of the month. Let's say that's the first Friday, and that's a day for planning. Instead of just sticking all your conference material in a cabinet, or more likely on the corner of your desk or on a chair or on top of the microwave because you were reading your mail on your way into the house, right, you have talked to your future self, basically. You've time traveled to the future and set everything up so that when it's time to start thinking about whether you're going to go to this event, you've got a slot for it. So maybe you put it in November, you make the decision in November, you move it forward to the December slot to pay for it. And then after you've done that in December, you might move it forward to February because that's when you're going to make your hotel and conference reservations. And then by the time the end of March, beginning of April rolls around, you're going to be putting things for that conference in specific day slots for when you want to either print out or put all of the documentation for the sessions you're going to attend in Dropbox or something. But the whole purpose with your Tickler file is if you've got something tangible, you've got a place to put it that will tickle your mind, tickle your memory, so that you will handle those tasks, and then you can tackle those tasks. So again, the first thing that I think is great is using it to contemplate future events. Does that make sense, Maria?
Yeah, I think it's great. I love your descriptions of everything from the sedimentary layers on the desk and being able to project your tasks to the future, which is really just the beauty of this whole process. I use it for my quarterly taxes. You know, you get those little envelopes and your little receipts you got to turn in. And, you know, I keep it in my monthly tickler file for each quarter. And I pay the taxes for that quarter and then move it, you know, several months ahead for the next quarter for when they're due. And that way I'm always on top of it. And, you know, it's really great for things like that, that are just reoccurring all the time, that you could just keep moving it ahead. And then it's the next year again, and you just keep moving it through the monthly folders, and it works out great.
I agree. That's another thing I want to talk about, is there are recurring tasks that aren't regular, and then there are recurring and but not particularly memorable events. So some things, like I often will use it for things related to budgeting. You know, you have things like, if you pay your car insurance twice a year rather than every month, all of a sudden you get that bill one day and you think, man, I wish I had been thinking about that for like the last month or two. So having your reminder in the tickler file is helpful.
Right.
When you have anything that is only once a year, like renewing your membership in an organization, or anything that is either non-recurring or recurring on a weird basis, or just isn't particularly memorable, is a great way to do it. For recurring things that are more regular, I think that the tickler file really shines for that, for things that you have to do on a regular basis, but don't necessarily always remember all the steps. So I have a lot of clients who have to fill out expense reports for their employers. So what we do is we create a sort of procedural checklist, because, you know, sometimes they'll fill out the form, but forget to staple all of the receipts, or they'll remember the printed receipts, but not remember that their company requires them to print out digital receipts or give a copy of their company credit card. So having that procedural checklist in that slot. So, you know, let's say you do it every month on the 15th of the month. You can just keep it in the 15th every time. Now, if the 15th happens to fall on a Saturday or a Sunday, doesn't matter, because as you flip forward, you'll go, oh, I'm going to move that to Monday when I'm actually in the office.
Right.
But for anything that's recurring, you can put that checklist. If you have a sheet for, let's say, birthdays of all of your friends, okay, one of the things that a lot of my clients have really taken to is the idea that instead of running out and buying a birthday card every time it's somebody's birthday, they will go and buy maybe a dozen cards. Or at the beginning of the year, they'll take their list and they'll buy a bunch of the cards that they plan on giving in the next quarter. Now, your reminders might be in your digital system. It might be, you know, everybody's birthday is on a on the digital calendar, like the Google Calendar or whatever. But you're not going to wait until somebody's birthday to mail the card. You're going to mail it like a week ahead of time. So you can put those birthday cards in the day slot if it's this month, or in the month slot if it's upcoming. So the checklist makes sure you don't forget a step. And then the sort of birthday list makes sure you haven't forgotten a card for anybody. And I think in era where everything is digital, people really like getting a real birthday card in the mail.
Oh yes, absolutely. I mean, I get excited when I get real mail. Those are actually really great ideas and tips. I love the procedural checklist and having that just there, always there to remind you of what you need to get done for whatever it is that you need to do on a regular basis. And another way, I remember once I was talking about tickler files, I was giving a talk locally, and somebody's like, but what about when you get, you know, these little booklets in the mail about events coming up, and it's like a whole calendar for the month or for the, you know, spring or the fall. And so I was like, well, you want to go through it and circle or doggy or whatever pages have events that interest you, and then you plop it into whichever month that it's coming up to next. So if you have an event, say, coming up in April that you are interested in, just put it in the April file. And then when April comes along, you'll review that event, decide whether you want to go, and then what the date is, you're going to then move that little list of activities or events into that particular day's slot, you know. So I think, and then again, you know, if it's a whole quarter's worth or a whole season's worth of events, after the event, you can just move it along to the next date or the next month folder until you've kind of attended everything you were interested in within that particular listing. So that's another way.
You're so right, Maria. I think one of the things that I love about the Tickler file is it gives you, again, a place to park all of the little pieces of paper, those little brochures, things that don't have a home. I think the important thing that everybody listening needs to get is that the Tickler file is for action paperwork. You know, the rest of our filing system is for reference paperwork, things we may need to go searching out in the future. Our action paperwork really needs to be searching us out. It needs to be like Butler Jeeves appearing in front of us and saying, "Madam, this is something that you need to attend to." And so I love that just all these little pieces of paper that don't have logical homes in our reference section and that may not be entirely date specific, you know, still are specific enough to a particular month. And, you know, if we have tickets to an event, we can put the tickets in our wallets, but then we're carrying around those tickets for weeks or months at a time. But if we put those tickets and anything related to those tickets, you can use it to sort of follow the whole life cycle of something. I have a lot of clients who you'll go in and their refrigerator will just have a ton of magnets with every event that they're supposed to go to. But they'll realize some days that, oh, this event here, you know, above the recital, that was a wedding and it was last weekend and we forgot.
Yeah, it gets lost in the sea of other papers, doesn't it? And that the sea of papers don't tend to get purged. Okay, right, Julie. So could you please just give us an example of how you would use the wedding invitation example with a Tickler file? How would you use that to manage the whole process?
Perfect. Okay, so your best friend's cousin's daughter is having a wedding and you get the wedding invitation. And the first thing you do after you open up the envelope, hopefully, is you go, okay, let's look at the calendar. Can we go to the wedding? Yay, yes. And you return the RSVP card. So then you have the actual invitation. Well, what are you going to do with that? You're not just going to put it on the refrigerator. You're going to put it in the Tickler, but you have to identify when. Well, what's the next task you have to perform? Well, maybe what you need to do is determine if it's a destination wedding, you have to travel to the wedding. So therefore you need to book a flight and a hotel, and you know you're not going to do that for a few weeks because you want to wait until you're closer so that the prices will go down, in which case you'll pop it a couple weeks ahead. The wedding is not not a destination wedding, but the next step is you have to buy a wedding present. You have to call the bride or the bride's mother and find out where the lucky couple is registered. So you're going to pop that into, let's say, next Tuesday, because you're going to be working from home on Tuesday and will have time to make those phone calls. Once you know what you have to do, then you might move the invitation forward to Saturday, because that's the day you'll go shopping for the wedding present, or that you'll have time to sit down online and shop for it. After that, you'll move it forward to the day prior to the wedding, because again, if you wait and slot it in the morning of the wedding, you might check your Tickler file an hour after. You should already be in the house of worship watching them go down the aisle. So you identify what's the next task you have to perform related to this thing, figure out, okay, when should I be doing that task? And you assign it a home, a parking space, in your Tickler file. And each time you act on it, it's going to move forward until you're done with it.
Absolutely. And I think you kind of highlighted a little bit there when you're moving it along and moving it along, it's really important that you are actually in the habit of checking your tickler file every single day, because if you were to miss the one day's activity for that invitation and it doesn't get moved forward, you're right, you'll miss the wedding, right? You'll miss whatever the next step is involved with that. So it is a habit you have to create. And
yeah, you've got it. The key is absolutely that you have to figure out when you need to do something, you put it in the tickler file. And the important thing, as you said, you need to check the tickler file on a daily basis. I suggest, you know, you're going to start your day with what you've assigned yourself. But before you leave at the end of the day, or before you walk away from your tickler file, check your next day's obligations. Anything you didn't accomplish today, you need to move forward, but it may not move forward to tomorrow. You know, if you've got notes for a conversation and the person you didn't get to talk to today isn't going to be back in the office until a week from Thursday, you want to move it forward to at least then, or maybe a week from Friday. Putting it in tomorrow's slot means you're just going to keep rolling it forward and forward. So only look at your slot for the day. At the end of the day, look at tomorrow's slot. And the most important thing is, since time doesn't go backward, you can't leave things in yesterday's slot and today's slot. Everything has to be moved forward to the next time you're going to be able to use it. You've got those parking spaces in time for all of your items.
Absolutely. I think that if people can set this up and start using it every day, a lot fewer things will slip through the cracks and be forgotten. And I think it helps you become a lot more efficient with your time as well, because you know exactly from day to day what needs to be tackled, and you get it done because it's right in front of you.
And all of your action-oriented paperwork is in one place. You don't have to worry that some of it's in the kitchen and some of it's in the office and some of it's in the car, because you develop a commitment to always putting action-oriented paperwork in your tickler file so that you can pull yourself organized.
Exactly. And, you know, you were talking earlier about having, like, say, tickets, something really important. And I know I've thought it too, and other people that I've worked with have said it, you know, like, oh, I need to put this in a really important place. I need to make sure I put this in a safe place so I don't forget it or lose it. And so then they put it somewhere and forget where they put it. Where was that really special place that I was going to put these tickets so I don't lose them? And then they're scrambling the last minute looking for them. So if you just put it in that amazing tickler file, it's going to be there and you will be able to easily find it. So that's just another great example of how it can save your butt.
Yeah, don't put it in some place that's so safe that it's safe even from you ever finding it.
Yes, I can relate. I can relate. So Julie, thank you so much for talking to us about the tickler file and the different varieties that we can choose from, whether store-bought or homemade, and really best steps on how to use it, and great examples for using a tickler file. If there's any last little bit of encouragement or tips you want to share, have at it right now before we end our episode.
Well, Maria, I think we've covered everything. I love your podcast. I'm really glad that I was here. And I encourage people to think about the idea that if they have committed to one place to put everything, and they remember that they're always moving everything forward, that you can't leave stuff in yesterday's slot because we don't ever get to come back around to yesterday again. Life moves forward, so we have to move forward too.
Absolutely. And that's a great way to end our episode. I love it. I love it. Thank you so much, Julie, for your time today. I really appreciate you coming on and sharing your knowledge about the tickler file.
I really appreciate you having me.
After listening to this podcast today, I hope you have some useful takeaways and feel super motivated to get organized. But maybe you're at a loss with how to start or where to go next in your organizing journey. Wouldn't it be amazing to have me right there to guide you through the process when you're losing motivation or feeling stuck with what to do next? I may not live near you, so through the wonders of our modern technology, I can be right by your side. Virtually, of course. You heard me. I offer virtual organizing. Reach out to me through my website linked below, and we could schedule your first session today. Also, Don't forget to reach out to me on social media with comments about an episode or a topic you would like covered in a future podcast. Links are below in the show notes. Go get your organizing on!